This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Dunedin. Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills, networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Hi, you're listening to DMCC live on air, the Dunedin Multicultural Council's weekly show every Tuesday on Otago Access Radio 105.4 at 6pm. I've got a special guest with me in the studio. His name is Zohaib Rana. Zohaib's family comes from Pakistan. Zohaib was born in Oman, but has been living in Dunedin since 2018. I hope you enjoy our interview and the music that Zohaib is bringing and sharing with us.
I was actually brought up in Oman my whole life, and in Oman, generally, you know, we generally didn't see as much poverty. But then after I went to England for four and a half years, I studied there, and I actually wanted to connect with my roots. So I went back to Pakistan to live there for 2 years because my parents had were from there. And although I was not even born there, but I just wanted to understand the way of life and how they lived and stuff. And I thought that, you know, it'd be good for me. And there was so much rampant poverty over there that, you know, if you are at the traffic signal or something like that, you see like these kids like this like tall, you know, coming and begging, and they don't have food to eat. They have they're and, you know, if you ask them, they haven't had a meal that the whole day. So when I looked at that, I mean, it really does put things into so much perspective. But there's so much beauty in humans as well. Like, I was watching this video of this really poor kid who, and I know, because in Pakistan, you know, people, some of them, I mean, 50% of the population actually doesn't have access to two meals a day. And I mean, there is a lot of poverty, and there's this kid who does a labor job. He must have earned like 50 or 60 rupees from his day shift, and he saw a cat that was thirsty and was just, you know, looked in pain. So he actually bought some milk for that cat of that 50 rupees that he had. And he just put it in the bowl for the cat to have it, and the cat drank it. So someone noticed that, right? And he went up to the kid and he was like, how are you doing? Are you okay? And what about this money? Do you have money for your lunch now? He said, I don't have money for my lunch, but it's fine. I'm happy to see this cat have some milk. So it just shows to you that there is something that is way deeper than, you know, our desires. It is in our it is in our need to, perhaps, you know, the real need is to connect with people, with animals, whether it be with plants or something like that. But that's the most important thing, and that's I guess that's what spirituality is. And and so, you know, as you were saying that, religion shouldn't be to divide people. It should really be to bring people together. So whether a person's Hindu, Christian, Muslim, doesn't matter. I mean, all of them have one source. I mean, and sometimes I think about the logical explanation for it, right? And I'm like, why would God want to, want to say that, you know, people in Middle East, you are the only ones who are going to heaven, and then someone else's God tells them that you. So I think God, all of us who follow God are from different religions, are following the same God, and that should be our uniting factor. We should be united in our kindness, in having compassion, in having love. And I think all religions that's what they're saying at the end of the day. But I guess, you know, some people take things out of context and are fighting with each other. But it's all about commonality, unity. Yeah.
But what you're talking about with that boy and the cat, but there's beauty in humans, you know? Yeah. And so it's not what we say, it's what we do and how we live.
Exactly.
So sometimes it's better not to say too much. And just be. When people look at you, they'll know without saying things.
Yeah,
and just treat each other in a respectfully.
Yeah.
And then other things will come out from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, I think I'll start off by singing the song that I sing all the time. And then maybe I can first warm up with this song and then move on to the one that I wrote.
Oh, okay.
Is that fine? Or?
You can do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
What was his name? What are you about to do? What's the song you can do?
It's called Adat. I don't know if you know about Atif Aslam, a singer.
Where's he from?
He's from Pakistan.
Oh, okay. No,
yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Can I just have some water?
Sure. We'll be right back. Awesome, man. You got a beautiful voice. And you play guitar very well. You are a musician.
Oh, jeez, thank you.
Tell me about the person, I mean, that wrote that song. I mean, who's that, what performer? Can you tell me his name again?
Atif Aslam. And so basically it was written by a band called Jal.
How do you spell that?
A J-A-L.
Jal.
Jal.
Yeah.
And basically when they wrote it about their connection with God.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And so if I speak about, like, if I was to, translate some of the lyrics, it actually translates to Dur jitna bhi tum mujhse paas tere mein. Even though I'm far away from you,
yeah,
I'm really close to you.
Mm.
And then he talks about, like, the love and how his love for God increases, and his sadness turns to contentment and stuff like that when he remembers God. So it's just a way to kind of remember God. So a lot of people would actually mistake this for a love song, but this is actually a love song for God.
Yeah. It's a nice song, and it sounds pretty modern.
It came out in the year 2003 or 2004, and I think this was the song that got me into music, because this was the song I really wanted to sing.
Yeah, right.
And because of that, I actually learned to play the guitar, and I was just in love with this new album by Jal that had come out, and that is the reason why, you know, I started to...
Oh, you're cool.
Yeah.
And what's your song about you wrote?
I was 19, and it was my first crush that I wrote the song about.
Oh, yeah?
Actually. And so basically, I don't know, it's weird to be talking about it in front of you, but... So basically, the lyrics of the song are... Because we were in some kind of a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
So
I had... Where were you living at the time?
In Oman.
Oman.
She was in Canada.
Oh, okay.
And
how did you meet?
We were actually in the school together. And then she went to Canada.
Oh, okay.
And then
is she Pakistani too?
She's Pakistani.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so basically the lyrics about, like, it starts with kab se hai dekha nahi phir bhi waise nazar aate ho. It basically translates to, I haven't seen you for a long time, but in my memory you still are as clear as I saw you like a few moments ago. Baaton hi baaton mein tum yaad aate ho. It means that, you know, whenever I'm talking to even someone else, it might be about something unrelated, but I still think about you. So that's the kind of flow of the song, and then it turns into, like, you know, because the thing is that things were not working out between us back then. Then it also turns into, like, prayers and well wishes for the person as well.
Yeah.
And so that's what the song is about. So I'm just going to quickly sing it. The chords perhaps are not the best, but...
Yeah,
we were trying to figure out the chords. There is an arpeggio as well before it, but I in the intro part, but I think that I'm messing that up completely, so I think I'm just gonna get rid of that for now, but maybe, you know, later on I could show it.
Yeah. That's the song.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm. So you said you wrote that when you were 19. How many years ago was that?
That was 12 years ago now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Long time back.
Do you have any other original music?
I am in the process of writing some, but not that I can remember off the top of my head. This is a song that I remember because I've practiced it so many times.
Yeah, cool.
As well, yeah.
Yeah. When did you start learning guitar?
When I was... So...
How old were you when you started playing guitar or doing music?
Around, I used to sing since I was a kid,
yeah.
But I started to play the guitar when I was around 18 and a half years old. The thing is that my parents were quite conservative, so they didn't want me to play the guitar because they thought I would join some band or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I had got really good marks in my school, and I asked my dad when I was 17 or 16 years old, and he said that, you know... Yeah, I'm not buying you a guitar. You can have, you know, a laptop, which was 6 or 7 times more expensive. But he was more in favor of me having a laptop than to play the guitar. And so when I went to England, I saw this Yamaha F310. And that's when I just bought it. So, Peter, what do you recommend, like, for people to... not eat before they sing? Like, what's the general recommendation? Because I don't know, I've been trying like different like regimens. So like today, nowadays I've been trying to not eat before I sing. So do you think that's something that helps or
I don't know really.
Yeah.
When it comes to eating.
Yeah,
because I know people can just, I can sit in a restaurant and eat and then we can go do a gig.
Yeah,
But I think a good thing to do, though, is when you're performing live, when you go to sing in front of people, is to warm up.
Yeah.
And I've listened to, you know, backstage in the green room or working with professional singers, and I'll sit there and they go...
Scales.
Or doing scales.
Scales, yeah.
Yeah, doing
yeah,
scales,
yeah.
Is warm-up. But doing different vowel sounds, too.
Yeah. I think Freddie Mercury used to do that, Queen.
Making sounds.
Yeah.
But it's just stretching because I noticed when people are recording in here, when they start singing, if they haven't warmed up.
Yeah.
And then it's not till near, they'll do one take, and it's not till after a couple of songs.
Yeah.
Their voice is ready for singing.
Mm. So, Peter, did you, if I play this song, do you think we could do you could do something on the piano as well?
Yeah, sure,
while I sing? I think that'll be pretty cool. So it's in G sharp minor.
G sharp minor, okay.
Do
Oh, that was really cool.
Cool.
I enjoyed it.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.